Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, by the end of this week, we are looking at some big changes in the weather around here. In fact, we could be looking at our first major winter storm of the year. On Monday's edition of Farm Talk, Farm Director and Meteorologist Mick Kerr talked with Don Keeney from MDA Weather to give an update on what's going to happen this week.
We've got some big changes in the weather coming, and I think everybody's aware of this. Let's first of all visit with Don Keeney from MDA Weather out there in Gaithersburg, Maryland. We need a bird's eye view, an objective opinion, Don, so I better give you a call today.
Looks like we're going to have fairly benign conditions at least through the middle of this week, but later this week, beginning Thursday, that's when conditions really start to change. There is a storm system currently moving across the southwestern portions of the Canadian prairies. That'll be moving across the northern Rockies by the time we get to the middle of the week. And then once it gets into the northern portions of the plains by Thursday, it will really intensify and slowly move northeastward up across central and eastern portions of the Dakotas late day Thursday, and then up into Minnesota and eventually into southern portions of Canada by Saturday. But as that storm intensifies across the northern plains, it will be drawing in much colder air behind the system. And as a result, we will start to see some snowfall. I do think we will see the first major snowstorm of the season there across the Dakotas. At this point, from late Thursday through Friday night, we're looking at better than a foot. Some of the models are actually bringing close to 2 feet of snow across northeastern portions of South Dakota and eastern portions of North Dakota by the time we get to Friday evening.
Wow, just right up and down the I-29 corridor, it looks like. It's October. Now, we did this a year ago, I think on about the 11th or 12th, so this is like a 12-month anniversary of last year's big snowstorm.
Yes, it is, yeah. And it certainly is a little bit early for a heavy snowstorm of this sort. But like you said, it is deja vu as far as what happened a year ago, that's for sure. One other thing it will be bringing in, because the storm will be intensifying so rapidly, it will be quite windy. Not only will we see the heavy snowfall, but we will see very windy conditions across the Dakotas and up into Minnesota by Thursday evening into Friday morning.
Yeah, it was my next question. With a foot of snow and 40-mile-an-hour winds, that's blizzard criteria.
Yes, it's going to be a nasty day on Friday across that region. Very, very windy and very snowy as well.
Is there a big picture reason for all of this? I know we've had some hot weather records in southeastern U.S. and cold air coming down. Is this Mother Nature's way of trying to balance everything out, and we're kind of caught in the middle?
Yeah, I think it is. It's been quite warm for most of the fall, and this is certainly, I think, it, like you said, it's Mother Nature's way of saying we're close to wintertime there.
Last fall, we had this 15 to 19-inch snowfall on the 10th, 11th, 12th of October, and then it got nice for a while. Is this the price we have to pay for an Indian summer rest of October, or is it going to be crappy the rest of the fall?
No, I do think once this system moves through, it'll be colder than normal, at least through the first half of next week. But after that, it does appear that we may start to see a warm-up once again. So by late next week into the following week, we're actually expecting above normal temperatures across most of the plains and into the Midwest as well. So this is certainly a cold pattern that we'll be moving in this weekend. But like I said, by the end of next week, we will be back up to warmer conditions.
Again, that was Don Keeney of MDA Weather. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.